When he come, he fulfilled what the prophet said. And when he's coming in the last days and the latter rains of God, when both former and latter rain will be poured out, he's coming just exactly the way it was prophesied of him. It shall be light in the evening time. What was to happen? Emmanuel, the same sun, the same light, the same God that come to dwell in flesh with his people at the day of Pentecost will come in the like manner in the last days, for it shall be evening light. What is it? There shall be a sign, an everlasting sign. God with us. God in us. God through us. Man and God becomes one. Jesus died that he gave that precious life on his decision and last Sunday's message, because he gave it for a decision that he might bring many sons to God. Emmanuel with us. The evening light, people, it would attract them. When God gave the sign, this will be a sign, God will be dwelling in flesh. He thought that would attract the people. It did. Or as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. And it's supposed to attract the evening light, people, when that same light shows. God and Christ are one. Peter said, let it be known unto you that God's made this same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ, a sign evil spoken of. But the evening light is here. As the late minister of the gospel, when the Pentecostal message first started falling, the late Dr. Haywood, just before he, I guess that maybe when he was in his best, one day when the Spirit struck him, he was a poet besides a preacher, he grabbed his pen and penned it, "It shall be light in the evening time. The path of glory you will surely find in the waterway is the light today, buried in the precious name of Jesus. Young and old, repent of all your sins, and the Holy Ghost will surely enter in, for the evening lights have come." It is a fact that God and Christ are one.